We're learning Kovet Shemayim, Perek Aleph. The Chavetz Chaim tells us in Shir number 17, the second benefit of a person who guards himself from speaking Lashon Hara. And he brings that a person will receive Hashpa Ba'olam Hazeh. What does it mean, Hashpa Ba'olam Hazeh? What that means is he will have positive influence. In our language, he will be productive. He will receive reward. As the Medrash Tanchuma tells us in Parshas Mishpatim, when the Pasuk tells us that a person should throw the treifa, the basa treifa, to the dog. Why is it? Why does a dog receive the basa treifa, the meat that we cannot eat? So the Medrash Tanchuma tells us that HaKadosh Baruch Hu does not hold back any reward from anyone. And in Mitzrayim, the kelev, the dog, did not bark when it was makas b'chayreis. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu, by makas chayshech, so HaKadosh Baruch Hu rewards the dog. He's not mekapeach scha kol beria. Hashem does not hold back the reward of any creation. So says the Medrash, as the Chavetz Chaim brings down, kal v'choymer, even more so, if by the chaya, if by the dog, Hashem does not hold back the reward that the dog should receive because the dog didn't bark. A person, Adam lekol shekein, Sheina Kodesh Baruch Hu mekapeach scharoi, that Hashem will not hold back the reward for a person who deserves reward when the person keeps his mouth closed and doesn't speak Lashon Hara, doesn't accept to hear Lashon Hara. He learns the halachas. He learns the musr. And just like the dog received reward here, so too, this person will receive hashpa bo'olam hazeh. He'll receive good here in this world.